We've done some things in the past as far as lighter fare comedies, fast-paced farces, and this is the first piece of American theater that we've taken on since our rebirth in 2009.
Is To Kill a Mockingbird often done as a play?
Most people will connect with either the novel or the film. That name recognition, people have some type of, you know, pull towards the title. It is staged, and it is staged fairly often, but it's one of those challenging plays, I think, for a regional theater to take on, because it can be a risk. It's something that people think about. It's something that's still current. It's still pertinent in our society today. So sometimes theaters will dodge taking on that responsibility, but I think that's one of the main reasons we wanted to take on the responsibility, was to give us something to talk about.
These issues still ring true for people today. You know, I think people, when they talk about prejudice and racial equality, are going to think maybe of Ferguson and the events that have gone on there, and do you think it's going to ring, you know, or ring a bell for some people?
I hope so. you know, it's, again, I think it's in our...
This was scheduled way before Ferguson.
And that was one of those things that we chose this title many, many, many months ago. However, even when we chose it then, it was still something very pertinent. Who knew, you know, fast forward 8 to 10 months, that it was, you know, be so newsworthy as far as, you know, what's going on in today's news. But it is something that I think we all... It's in our lives every day, and this will give us the platform to talk to each other, talk to our families, talk to our children, talk to our coworkers about what's going on in our society.
There is warmth, there is humor, there is family value issues and all that. Is some of that in this play?
Very much so. I mean, there is a lot of laughter. And, you know, it's not a story, it's not a racial story. That's a part of this puzzle, but it's very much about relationships and family.
A couple of special performances, opening night. There's a reception and a brief talk by Michael Pace. He's a local attorney and president of the Center for Teaching the Rule of Law. You know, John, talk about that. That's a separate event at the Harrison Museum of African American Culture right next door.
The Harrison Museum is partnering with us and the Center for Teaching the Rule of Law on that event and a couple of others that are public performances. Michael Pace is very passionate about this play, about the issues that it raises, and he sought us out when he heard it was on our schedule to say, how can I expand on it? How can I make it more of a community event?
It's also a special matinee for middle and high school students with a talk back moderated by Michael Pace and Tim Isaacs from the Rule of Law Center, and also a family show with a talk back.
We want to give the community every opportunity that we can to participate fully in this story, because it's a really significant story. And Mill Mountain Theater has not done this play since 1994. It's interesting to note that in that production, there were 28 performances. It was one of the best-attended non-musical shows that the theater has done in its 50 years. Almost 8,000 people saw it in 1994. It's time for us to show it again.
And we're talking with Ginger Poole and John Levin from Mill Mountain Theater. And now, one of the things you said in a release, Ginger, was that Mill Mountain Theater wants to, quote, reconfirm its place in the community. What do you mean by that?
It's something that I'm passionate about, and I know the staff of Mill Mountain is too. For many years, the past 3, 4, 5, our story has been, you know, what we've achieved with our financial efforts and the hole that we dug ourselves out of. And I feel that this season in particular is, we're on the other side of that fence, and it is time to reconfirm the trust, and people have seen our shows, people have heard that we've sold out our performances and productions, and we are, you know, reconfirming ourselves in this community that we are one of the pillars in the arts cultural organizations here in Roanoke.
This is what, the second full season you've been back now?
This is our second full season, yes, yes.
John, has it been a second full season? Maybe people were kind of, some people maybe kicking the tires the first year. Are you finding it maybe a little bit easier to go out and ask people for money? Are they more sure of where Mill Mountain is going?
I am, I guess I'm delighted as well as surprised. I thought it would be a tougher sell. I thought people would ask more questions. I think they know the history. They know the values on which this organization is built. And they know the quality of what we put on stage, and they really, especially the corporate sponsors who have lent their names as well as their support, financial support, it's been very heartening.
What kind of buzz are you getting? What kind of advance sales? Are people looking forward, do you think?
The buzz has been tremendous. I mean, people have stopped me on the street or in the grocery store and told me, you know, I can't wait for To Kill a Mockingbird. It was my favorite book growing up, or I love the movie. Again, it goes back to that, you know, name recognition and what people are pulled to, their first exposure to it. People are very excited. And I think our teachers and our educators in the area are very excited about having their students see something live, basically from page to stage. They can teach it in the classroom, but they can also bring a group here and let them see these characters come to life and then discuss it later on back in the classroom.
How daunting is it to do a play that so many people identify with a movie and Gregory Peck and Boo and Scout? How is it daunting or a challenge that the players are ready to take on?
Players are ready to take on. We've got a phenomenal cast.
From out of town, some of them?
There's a great blend. That's a great question. A great blend. We've got a nice, solid core of our locals, and we've got some out-of-towners that are coming in, and there's a balance about half and half as far as locals and out-of-towners, but everybody's ready to take it on because I think everybody's connected to the story. It's one of those that, you know, it's not a new work. It's very well established. The story has such meaning and heart. Something that everybody can connect to, especially as a performer. And you do have those expectations of, you know, a Gregory Peck. I mean, Atticus Finch, you know, those are some big shoes to fill. And the actor we have coming in, Jeff Williams out of New York, he's up for the challenge and will be, I don't think he's going to disappoint.
You know, it's interesting how iconic To Kill a Mockingbird is. Harper Lee has never written again. She wrote this one big work. It's iconic. And she's been asked about it. People have written books about her not writing anything else. But this is really one of the legends of American literature.
It truly is. And it's one of, again, another reason that we wanted to bring it to our stage. But I think she hit it out of the ballpark, and that's all she needed. That's all she needed.
Before I let you go, just a couple, some other highlights coming up this year. Anything in the next few months people can look forward to?
Absolutely. Something we're really excited about. October 15th, this will be the Wednesday after we close To Kill a Mockingbird, we will have here in the atrium and on the Trinkle main stage our 2015 50th season announcement. We'll have a press conference. There'll be food. It's open to the public. We'd love to have you come out and support this announcement and give you a sneak peek of all the shows. We'll do a little teaser from all four of the shows that we'll announce and also announce a couple of new things that are added to our production schedule outside of just the typical, you know, play or musical that people are expecting from Mill Mountain Theater. So that's coming up October 15th, and then we will open Children of Eden this December 3rd through the 21st. That'll be our holiday production. Music from Stephen Schwartz, you might be familiar with Wicked, which had, you know, still has huge Broadway credibility and whatnot in the tour. But he did the music for this, and actually the very early stages of developing this show happened here on Mill Mountain stage over 20 years ago. So this will be the first time it's produced again, and it is a spectacle of a show. The music's phenomenal, huge cast, and we're real excited to have that coming up.